Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today's paper is LLM Agents for Combinatorial Efficient Frontiers Investment Portfolio Optimization, a recent Arxiv submission. It's timely because it uses LLM-based agents to help build the efficient frontier when your choices are discrete.
Picking specific assets under real constraints. Bridging language models with combinatorial search and decision-making. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, portfolio construction is full of hard constraints. Position limits, sector caps, exclusion lists, and non-quants need to explore scenarios fast. Today, that means a lot of back and forth, translating business rules into optimizer inputs, then translating results back into plain English for stakeholders and compliance. An agent that understands instructions like no more than 20% in energy, max volatility 12%, preferred dividends, and proposes explainable candidate portfolios can cut that loop dramatically.
So, if I sum that up, teams want to iterate on rule-constrained portfolios quickly and get clear explanations they can share with stakeholders. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two things converged. LLMs got much better at tool use and structured reasoning, and we now have reliable ways to plug them into optimizers and backtesting services. That lets an agent turn natural language constraints into solver calls, prune the combinatorial search space, and then validate numerically. Lower latency and cost, plus longer contexts, make it practical to run these loops interactively rather than as one-off batch jobs. Technically, the paper proposes an agent layer that sits between the user and the portfolio optimizer. The LLM agent takes natural language goals and constraints, translates them into structured specs, and then orchestrates a search over discrete portfolios. It proposes candidate asset sets and weights, calls out to tools like a risk model for covariance, a return forecaster, or a numeric optimizer to score those candidates, and keeps a running Pareto set that approximates the efficient frontier. Compared to prior work, where you'd handcraft integer constraints and run a solver or heuristic search, here the LLM acts as the coordinator. It prunes the combinatorial space with domain-aware suggestions, explains trade-offs, and iterates until it builds a frontier that's good enough for a human to review.
Put differently, they use the LLM as a smart coordinator that proposes and narrows down portfolio combinations, checks them with proper math tools, and collects the best trade-off options into an efficient frontier you can discuss. Mark, what would this change in actual usage?
Day-to-day, fewer manual iterations and faster scenario turns. Instead of a PM emailing a list of rules and a quant wiring an ILP model by hand, you describe the rules once and the agent produces explainable candidates you can refine in natural language. Stakeholders get plain English rationales next to the numbers, which helps approvals. Integration-wise, I'd put it in a shared notebook or an internal dashboard on the trading floor. You've got your asset universe, risk model, and optimizer already. The agent orchestrates them. Preconditions matter. Clean tickers and mappings, a vetted returns covariance source, clear constraint templates, sector caps, turnover, max positions, and permissions so the agent can call tools but not execute trades.
Let's make it concrete. Use case one, simple and operational. Mark, walk us through a team demo.
In a product data team, you might start with a 200 asset universe and a 10 asset cap. In the notebook, you type, propose five candidate portfolios that maximize expected return under a 12% volatility cap, with no more than 20% in energy and at least 30% in large cap tech. Limit to 10 assets and max 5% per name. Explain trade-offs in plain English. The agent drafts five portfolios with weights, calls the risk tool to estimate vol, and filters anything that violates constraints. You can follow up with, swap out any names with low liquidity and keep turnover under 3% relative to our current book. Once you like two candidates, you click Validate, which runs a numeric optimizer on each as a starting point and shows backtests and factor exposures. The team reads the rationale next to the numbers and decides what to take to investment committee.
So you get a short list plus explanations, then you push the best one through a proper optimizer and review. What about a more automated end-to-end flow?
Advanced Case, a periodic rebalancing assistant. Every month after close, the agent pulls updated estimates, runs stress scenarios, and drafts a rebalancing proposal with turnover and compliance checks baked in. Prompts look like: under a plus 200 BP rates shock and a minus 10% equity drawdown, which portfolios remain on the frontier? Flag any sector breaches. Generate a rebalancing plan with turnover 5% and explain expected drawdown. It outputs a one-pager for compliance with plain English justifications, a changelog of constraints applied, and a checklist for the PM to approve or request tweaks. Nothing auto-executes. There's a clear human-in-the-loop sign-off.
Under the hood, that automation maps cleanly to the paper's mechanics. The agent uses tool calling prompts with a constraint schema, tickers, sector caps, cardinality, and alternates between propose and validate steps. It scores candidates with external solvers, maintains a non-dominated set for return versus risk, and uses re-ranking or diversification heuristics to avoid near duplicates. Feedback loops kick in when constraints are violated. Tighten weights, swap sectors, reevaluate. The trade-off is speed versus guarantees. You get interactive, explainable search, but you still rely on a numeric check for final weights, and you need monitoring so the agent doesn't drift or overfit to noisy signals. Closed-loop validation, caching results, and strict guardrails on what tools it can call are key for production.
Got it. LLM to explore and explain, math tools to verify and finalize, and guardrails to keep it safe. Mark, any last tip to make those use cases land smoothly with the team?
Start narrow, lock a small asset universe, standardize 3 constraint templates, and pre-approve the wording for explanations so compliance is comfortable. Once people trust the loop, propose, validate, explain, you can widen the universe and add scenarios like liquidity shocks or factor tilts.
Let's go under the hood and be honest about limits. Jamie, what are the prerequisites this paper assumes, the technical pieces you need in place, and the main constraints to keep in mind?
You need 3 foundations. First, data. Clean return histories at the cadence you care about, a vetted covariance or risk model, and reliable metadata like sectors and liquidity flags. If the covariance is noisy, the frontier will wander, so people use shrinkage or factor models. Second, an agent architecture that supports tool use. That means an LLM with structured function calling, a constraint schema, and connectors to external tools. A numeric optimizer for weights, a risk engine for vol and exposures, maybe a backtester. You hide chain of thought and log only decisions. Third, performance. Combinatorial search explodes with cardinality constraints, so the agent can't brute force. It uses heuristics like beam search, greedy swap, or sampling plus re-ranking to propose candidates, then validates numerically. Latency is dominated by tool calls. The LLM calls are relatively small, but an optimizer or backtest can take seconds depending on the universe size and constraints. Limitations. The agent doesn't give optimality guarantees. Final numbers still come from a solver. Explanations can drift if you don't ground them in the actual constraint checks. There's also robustness. Models can overfit to a backtest window. So the paper advocates keeping a strict separation between proposal and validation and caching results for consistency. Future work they point to includes tighter integration with exact solvers for certain constraint classes, native constrained optimization primitives inside the agent, domain fine-tuning for finance, and stronger guarantees around constraint satisfaction and explanation faithfulness. And on security, you likely keep everything in a private environment, enforce least privilege for tool calls, redact sensitive identifiers and logs, and add human-in-the-loop checkpoints for any action that could affect trading.
Basically, you still need solid historical data and a tuned pipeline. The LLM helps you explore and explain options, but the hard math still validates the picks. Mark, operationally, what does the setup look like for a team?
What usually happens is we start in a shared notebook and then graduate to a small service. Step 1, data prep. We lock an asset universe, wire in a risk model, and define a constraint library, cardinality, sector caps, turnover, liquidity, exclusion lists. Step 2, the agent layer. We add tool endpoints for risk, optimization, and backtesting, and we define a structured API for the agent to call. No freeform code execution. Step 3, observability. We log prompts, tool inputs and outputs, constraint checks, and the final rationale so we have an audit trail for compliance. Step 4, guardrails and workflow. Every proposed step is sandboxed. Any recommend step requires human approval. We also keep prompt templates versioned so explanations are consistent. The learning curve is a couple of weeks. People get used to asking for scenarios in English and reading the rationale next to the numbers. We roll out to 1 p.m. first, then a wider desk.
So it's a staged rollout. Wire the data, plug the agent into a few approved tools, log everything, and keep a human sign-off. Jamie, what results do the authors report when they test this?
They evaluate on controlled settings, public equity universes, and simulated markets, where ground truth constraints and risk targets are known. The metrics focus on three areas. One is frontier quality and coverage, how many non-dominated portfolios the agent surfaces across return and risk bins, and how close they are to a solver-derived frontier. Two is constraint satisfaction and repair rate, how often initial proposals meet the rules, and if not, how many loops it takes to fix them. Three is explanation consistency, whether the textual rationale matches the numeric checks, often scored by a rubric or a second model. They also note latency per proposed validate loop and compare against baselines like a pure heuristic search or a solver seeded with random starts. The punchline is that the agent seeds better, more diverse candidates faster than naive baselines, while final weights still depend on the numeric optimizer. Caveat, these are offline controlled experiments, not live PNL, and generalization depends on your data and constraints.
Put simply, you get to good options faster and with clearer justifications, but you still rely on the optimizer for the final numbers. Mark, in production, what should teams realistically expect versus those reported gains?
In real life, expect a noticeable cut in iteration time. Turning a laundry list of rules into a reviewable shortlist can go from days to hours or from hours to minutes. But you'll pay an operational tax, monitoring the agent, maintaining the constraint library, and shepherding explanations through compliance. Early on, you'll see a few rough edges, ambiguous constraints, missing metadata, or slow backtests, so the frontier looks a bit thinner than in the paper. After a month of tightening prompts, caching common checks, and pre-computing risk, it starts to feel smooth. The biggest win isn't beating a solver, it's making the iteration and the stakeholder conversation faster and more transparent.
That's helpful context. Jamie, if you had to pick one thing to monitor from day one to keep this safe and useful, what would it be?
Constraint integrity. Track for every proposal which constraints were asserted, checked, and passed. If a rationale claims a sector cap that the numeric check contradicts, flag it immediately. A simple dashboard with constraint pass rates, repair loops per proposal, and latency by tool keeps you ahead of drift. Add a canary set of known test cases you run daily so you notice regressions when models or data change.
Great. Watch constraint pass rates and repair loops so the explanations stay honest. Mark, close us out. Who benefits most from this approach and under what conditions?
Quant and product teams building advisory tools benefit first. Anywhere you need to translate business rules into portfolios fast and explain them clearly. Robo-advisors with human oversight are a good fit, as are internal desks that already have a risk model and optimizer, but struggle with the back and forth. The condition is discipline, clean data, a small initial universe, audited tool calls, and a human sign-off. If you have those, this agent layer pays off quickly.
In one sentence, this paper shows how to use an LLM as a coordinator to explore discrete portfolio choices in plain English, then lock them down with real optimizers to build explainable, efficient frontiers faster. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.